Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for Monday, March 9th, 2020. This is our super quick overview, or rundown, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So we got a very tentative look at the potential Google Pixel 4a, thanks to a couple of potentially questionable leaks. The first came over the weekend, with the images showing what appears to be an official Google Pixel fabric case, complete with headphone port cutout and a very weathered device that could be a Pixel 4a test device. It was convincing at first glance, but it still wasn't entirely clear if this was legit or not. Then just over 24 hours later, we got another look at this battered and bruised device, which does have some markings and serial numbers that hint that it is indeed legit. The new rear camera bump does look a bit messy in real life, but it definitely follows the design language of last year's Pixel 4 series, and it does match up with renders that we saw late last year. Google Maps is now adding Google Lens integration for when you're looking at menus at local eateries. The new feature allows you to take a picture of a menu and then explore dishes listed within the Maps listing from local guides and reviewers. The feature looks as though it has rolled out for Android already, with the feature likely to hit iOS soon. A report from Android Authority suggests that the USB-C data transfer rates of the Pixel 4 and 4 XL might not be quite up to scratch with the rest of the industry, as their testing found that the latest made by Google phones took up to twice as long to transfer files from PC and Mac over MTP. It's so slow that even older Pixels are actually transferring data faster, so you're effectively getting USB 2.1 speeds with a USB 3.1 connection. This might be an issue if you share files between your PC and phone, but with wireless backups already offering decent speeds, it might not be an issue for you. And finally, in a weird turn of events, an innocent cyclist in Florida became a key suspect in a burglary after local law enforcement requested his location data from Google. The case used his location data to forego his anonymity, which he was able to fight successfully in court and have the case overturned. The case obviously highlights new privacy and location controls that are a part of Android 10, which will help ensure your location isn't being tracked constantly in the background by rogue apps. That was a bite-sized overview of all of the top news stories over the weekend and past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.